lot to cover. I want to do something real quick that I didn't get to do earlier. It is up in headlines, and it has to do with Agenda 2030. Now, here's a 20-second clip, just for those of you who, and I'll bet most of you out there certainly have heard the term Agenda 2030, but I'll bet a lot of you couldn't explain what it is. No shame in that. I don't know exactly what it is. But here, this is a spokesperson announcing that United Nations today has announced to the world that Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum and the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres have signed an agreement to accelerate Agenda 2030, make it faster. They don't want to wait. Here.
This afternoon, the Secretary General and Klaus Schwab, the founder of the World Economic Forum, will witness the signing of a memorandum of understanding on a strategic partnership between the UN and the World Economic Forum, which outlines areas of cooperation to deepen engagement between the two institutions and to jointly accelerate the implementation of the 2030 agenda.
This afternoon. Okay, they are melding themselves together. You get it? You see what they're doing? The WEF is now going to be part of the UN in more ways than one. So what is Agenda 2030? One definition is very simple. The 2030 agenda for, this word is poison, sustainable development was launched by a UN summit in New York on 25-27 September 2015 and is aimed at ending poverty in all forms. Period. Is that all it's about? Ending poverty in all forms? And how might that be done? Come up with some equitable financial and economic arrangement for the world to operate under? Or reduce the world population by 90%? Wouldn't that make it easier to end poverty? No people. The UN 2030 agenda envisages a world of universal respect for human rights and human dignity, the rule of law, justice, equality, and non-discrimination. How does that tie in with Albert Bourla and Pfizer and Moderna and AstraZeneca and Novavax, which are biological weapons of massive genocide, worldwide genocide? Oh, but I forgot. Agenda 2030 is just about ending poverty in all forms. But they don't tell us how they're going to do it. They're going to do it by getting rid of people. No more people, no more poverty. Another way to look at it, the Sustainable Development Goals, SG or SDGs, or global goals, are a collection of 17 interlinked global goals designed to be a blueprint to achieve a better and more sustainable future for all. And I would add, who are left? The SDGs were set up in 2015, etc. So, in other words, it's very nebulous, it's very vague, it's obviously crap, and their plans are far worse than anything Agenda 2030 could conjure up in your mind. You know that. Agenda 2030 should have nothing to do with injecting over 500 million people with a deadly, and I mean 100% deadly, injection called a vaccine, but in reality it's a bioweapon. This is depopulation. This is mass murder on a scale never even conceived of before. And I have a big problem, which we'll talk about in a minute. But welcome back, Erica. Anything to say about Agenda 2030 and what their alleged goals are?
I, like you, hadn't looked at it too closely. But I think you're right. I mean, what better way to eliminate poverty than eliminate people?
They leave that part out. Now, we've been doing this program for over a year and a half. Seems like 10. And we have seen and we have watched many doctors and scientists on the internet trying to sally forth and tell us the truth. And I will tell you, I don't care who it is. I don't care if they're a known government-created opposition piece like Beef Stew and his stable. Doesn't matter to me. I don't care who it is. They're all lying. I don't care if it's any of your heroes, your favorite doctor, who you think could do no wrong. They're all lying. Why are they lying? There are two that aren't. They're lying because they will not tell the truth, that this is not a vaccine, was never intended to be a vaccine, can't be a vaccine, and is a weapon of death. That's all it is. And the toxicity of it is overwhelming, led by the spike protein and things that we don't even know. Think of your favorite doctors. Now, a lot of people like St. Robert Malone now. They think he's pretty cool. He's saying all the right things about children, don't inject them, da-da-da-da-da. Said Fauci's working for the deep state. Well, he's been best friends with Fauci for 30 years or more. So they gave him that leeway because Fauci is leaving at the end of the Biden administration, which could come tomorrow morning. We never know. So he's out. So let's take some shots at him and give Dr. Robert Malone a little more street credibility, right? That's what you get. Look at him. He wouldn't say that about Fauci. Wow, he's our hero. No, he's not. Talks cheap. Doesn't mean anything. So Erica sent me a video this morning. This is 3 minutes long. And it's by a woman who, in the beginning, was one of the people I paid very close attention to. Professor Dr. Dolores Cahill, who has now stood up, and you haven't seen much of Dr. Cahill lately, if you think about it, because she has been pushed into the background. Maybe threatened, I don't know. I get the impression from this video that she's just had it, doesn't care. She's going to tell the truth. Next runner-up, first runner-up, only runner-up, is Dr. Mike Yeadon, who is very close to telling it exactly like it really is. So let's listen to Professor Dolores Cahill tell it exactly like it really is. And when you lie, you don't have to make something up. You can just leave something out. It's called the lie of omission. And that's what all these media docs are doing. I don't care if you're looking at the five docs, the ten jerks, or whatever. They're liars because they will not tell the truth. Oh, you can say, well, they're afraid of losing their licenses. Well, what the hell good are they if they're lying to us? I don't care what the motive is. They're liars. And I would tell them right to their face. I don't care who they are. You're lying. Just because you have a PhD after your name and you have a specialty in some sort of biological sciences doesn't mean you can't lie. Don't lie. They are lying. And I don't think they deserve the PhD, frankly, at least in terms of sciences I used to understand the concept. These are liars. They're frauds. They are, as Erica said a couple of shows ago, they're anesthetizing the people with misinformation, disinformation, partial truths, half-truths, lies of omission, the most despicable and treacherous way to do it of all. Oh, are they afraid of losing their license? Maybe. How do you lose a PhD? You don't. And I don't want to name any names because everybody will get upset, but I could easily. I'll just say that there are only 1 3/4 people now who have my complete respect and trust because I believe they are telling the whole truth, not partial truth, the whole truth. And it is not a pretty sight. So here's Professor Dr. Dolores Cahill.
Everybody who has been injected or got these vaccinations, they're all in clinical trials. If the injection was shown to have a benefit and if it was shown to be safe, then it would be given approval of the phase 3 clinical trial process, and it would be launched on the market.
All right, did you follow that? Everybody who has taken the shot, or who will take the shot, is involved in a clinical trial. I would agree and disagree. This isn't a trial. It's a deployment. They know what they're doing with this thing. So I want you to just, we'll go through this. So here's Dolores again.
But what's significant is that in the world for decades, if one person died on a clinical trial, there would be an alert, and that clinical trials would be stopped if between 25 people and 50 people die on a clinical trial in the world. And we know from the numbers that just between the United States of America, the United Kingdom, and the European Union, more than 60,000 people have died on these clinical trials.
Wow.
It's millions, millions, and millions. Now, Dolores is not lying. I don't think she knows. She's taking the official stats just to make the statement.
And within the first weeks, there was already 50 deaths. And these deaths have been reported by the pharmaceutical companies who are essentially putting these products on the market that are causing huge illness, which is called adverse events. And so the adverse events can be stroke, you know, heart attack, paralyzed, you know, rapidly shaking and having neurological problems. And what we're seeing is, as in many of these adverse events, the people will have them for the rest of their lives.
They are destroyed. Their lives are destroyed, okay? Many will just continue to wither away and die in the shadows in the next year, two, three, four, if that long. They're dying. Adverse events are usually a death sentence. They're not just something you have to get over like a broken leg. No, you're toast. Because what caused the adverse events is thriving in your body. The toxicity of the spike protein, most obviously, and the amyloidosis that it brings to each person who has gotten shot up.
There are some publications now that men, for example, particularly young men, have a 1 in 95 probability of dying within months of getting these injections through inflammation of the heart. So the RNA goes into the heart. It starts making this foreign protein. The immune system has evolved to get rid of the foreign protein. And if that foreign protein is in the cells of your heart, the immune system then tries to kill the protein. It ends up killing your heart muscle.
Got it? Your immune system, going after the spike protein, of which we project maybe 30 trillion are manufactured by an mRNA injection, your immune system goes after your heart and kills it, or any other organ. Erica, real quick, anything?
Yeah, that's true. Any cell in the body that has been transfected by the mRNA in these shots begins to produce the spike protein. The immune system sees it and begins to attack it to kill the cells that are producing the protein. And because we don't know how long this production lasts, the mRNA just keeps getting read over and over and over again, and that same spike protein keeps being produced over and over and over again. So the immune system will keep attacking those cells.
It doesn't look for anything else except the spike protein because it's overwhelmed with it.
Right.
Go ahead, I interrupted you.
No, I'm done.
Okay.
And then the heart slowly deteriorates. And then it gets bigger, you know, because it tries to, you know, compensate. It dilates, it gets bigger and bigger. And eventually it's too weak because the immune system is killing the very fabric of your heart. And then people, when they take exercise, the heart just stops working.
Now, we're not talking about amyloidosis and amyloid clots yet, right? We're just
Correct,
talking about
right.
this one aspect of it. So just understand, as we've said over and over again, there are many different pathways for these shots to kill people. Many. And it just takes one injection and you are forever changed. Unless you got lucky and got saline.
Lapse and die. The process is called antibody-dependent enhancement or immune priming, immune super priming, cytokine storm. So the immune system starts reacting when it's killing its own organs. Those cells die and they cause dead cell debris in the body, and that also starts the immune system in this positive feedback loop of trying to kill the dead cells and kill more organs, and it ramps up, and then the people actually die from organ failure but looks like sepsis. And so what we're seeing is people would die, are dying of heart attack, and that's called sudden adult death, or that they're dying, you know, presenting as organ failure. And why, when I spoke out, COVID-19 is only being put on the death certs because they haven't been given prevention and treatment early on. So it is like if people were having pneumonia and all of the doctors of the world says, we're not going to give them antibiotics. And then they come into hospital and they're given antibiotics within a day before their organs are already gone into organ failure and they die. And then they put on whatever the pandemic is. But they really, every death with SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19, is because those men and women and children were not given the safe and, you know, protective treatment early on, like vitamin D, vitamin C, hydroxychloroquine and zinc and ivermectin. And then what around the world, all of the countries are doing, is saying the way to treat this issue is by giving an mRNA injection that for decades was never approved, whatever the disease it was trying to do. They are all in clinical trials.
So what you're basically saying is that we are in the middle of the biggest experiment in human history, which is happening right now, real time, on real people.
Completely disagree. There's nothing experimental about what's going on, except the potential tweaking of the various batches they're letting out to see if they might get this result or that result. This is a deployed weapon. Remember in Ukraine, over 40 BSL-3 and 4 labs were found. Hunter Biden, of course, and Joe involved in a number of them to some degree or another. No, this is not an experimental issue. The word should not be used. It is a deployed weapon of depopulation. Anything?
Yeah, I would just remind everyone what David Martin has been saying, what you know, his research into all of this to make his legal case. This thing, the spike protein, is designated as a scheduled toxin. It is defined as a scheduled toxin. And yet, they're putting it into the vaccine or introducing the code into your body so that you manufacture it.
They're ordering your body's cells to make it. That's the long and short of it.
And so they know. They know this is toxic.
Of course they do.
If they've characterized it and defined it as a scheduled toxin, but it's okay 100%. To put it into a vaccine. Okay.
Well, it's okay to put it into a bioweapon. All right, here we go.
And children.
And children.
And pregnant women.
So.
And it should be stopped.
Well, somehow talking to you scares me, right? Because I know a lot of people who are being vaccinated. Is there a way out?
Everybody who has an mRNA injection will die within 3 to 5 years, even if they have only one injection.
Did you hear that? Okay, this is the truth. This is not hyperbole. It's not speculation. I want you to hear it again. We've been saying it here, and it's incredible to see someone else stand up and say it, like this wonderful woman.
No, a lot of people who are being vaccinated. Is there a way out?
Everybody who has an mRNA injection will die within 3 to 5 years, even if they have only one injection. And I know that is hard to hear, but I think this is why we need to, you know, be honest and tell people, because these trials are the most dangerous clinical trials ever. And there are more deaths in 1 year in 2021 on the COVID-19 trials than all of the 30 years of vaccine clinical trials.
All right, well, Pfizer can call it, Moderna can call it a trial as long as they want. And they'll keep doing it for as long as they want because there's no accountability then. This is a mass biological annihilation of humanity. This is what's going on. Everyone who has been injected with the mRNA COVID-19 poison, toxin, bioweapon will die within 3 to 5 years if they got the actual injection, the real deal, not a placebo. This is what is not being said by all of your media docs. They're not telling the truth. They're withholding it. They're skirting around the bush. They're saying this. They're saying that. They're talking about, oh, look at these clots. Look at these clots. No, the big picture is simple. The death wave has begun, and it is accelerating. And Erica watches the obituary. She watches social media. She reads papers all the time. What's happening now was the exact expectation of these pharmaceutical companies before the first needle was put in the first arm. They knew what they were doing. And I do not have time for these, like the five docs. They're lying by omission. If they don't know this, then they're incompetent, and they should know this. And I think some of them do. But they are afraid to say it because it's not popular, it's too negative, it scares people, and they don't want to be shouted down, or they don't want to be hassled by the government. Okay, fine. But where are our heroes? This woman is a hero. Everyone who has been injected with the mRNA COVID-19 poison will die within 3 to 5 years. Correct. You know who else knows that? The communist Chinese. They're well aware of it. That's why they're freaking out over there and they're shutting down Shanghai, 25 million people. They don't want this stuff on the loose. They do have some kind of an antidote which can slow it down, apparently. We don't know what that is here. But they are very concerned about losing a lot of their people. And that's why they're overreacting, or what seems to be an overreaction. Over here, yeah, everything's fine, no problem, go out, have a good time, and never mind, get your booster, remember? And these people who die and they said that they wish they got, or they're dying and they're on their dying last breath, and they say, I wish I'd gotten my booster earlier. They're crazy. They're just crazy. So the lie of omission to me, either intentionally or through incompetence or negligence or ego or arrogance, and I know some of these PhDs and some of these MDs have an awfully big impression of themselves. They think they're pretty cool. And they're not. Because they're not focusing in on the issue. And the issue is injected people will die within 3 to 5 years. They will have AIDS. They will have cancers. They will have prion disease, CJD, however you want. They will have heart failure. They will have myo-imperio. And your own immune system, what's left of it, will focus on killing you by destroying your major organs. And on and on and on. And then you've got amyloidosis going on around the clock. Whoever put this bioweapon together was either Satan directly or was in real close contact with him. This is really evil stuff. It doesn't get any more than that. So Dolores Cahill finally comes out and says it. Mike Eden got real close to saying that. Everyone who's gotten a real injection of the COVID-19 experimental vaccine is going to die. The Chinese know it. We don't. It's not fun to say.
No, anything you want to add? Incredible. Yeah, I can't believe there's still a, you know, appreciable percentage of the population that's still racing around getting their boosters. I think I read to you earlier today a comment in a group how someone's ex-husband remarried, has a six-month-old baby with his new wife, and ran out and got the kid a vax today.
He went out and killed his child, is what he did.
Yeah.
Child would be dead in a few months, most likely.
it's incredible.
I don't want to name names, but I would urge you to look at your favorite media doctor or your favorite media scientist and see if you're hearing the truth you just heard from them. Maybe this will force some of them to be a little bit more direct. I don't know. And if they can't figure it out, then they shouldn't have your respect at all. We figured it out. Erica and I have been saying the same thing for how long? How long now? And this is not bragging. This is just a fact. It's been obvious.
It was obvious from the beginning. At
from
least
the
for
beginning.
Me. I knew something stunk right from the beginning. And then, there's a scary virus coming out of China, but, all they had to back it up was images on the television, do you believe it or not? And then when it was finally here, supposedly, I think I had it. As did several other people I know. It fit the symptoms anyway. But where are all the bodies? I wasn't seeing bodies in the street or ambulances lining up at the local hospital. This wasn't there. And then Trump starts talking about shutting down the country and giving everybody a $1,200 check.
Trump is, don't forget.
Joking.
Trump is very much pro-virus, a vaccine, rather.
Oh, he was a part of this. Remember the tweet?
Of course.
Remember the tweet?
Yes.
We still don't know what that meant.
No, it was...
But it had something to do with this.
Biden,
but then, the real giveaway
was when
Gates appeared on the scene, in a matter of weeks, saying we need a vaccine to get back to normal. Come on.
This was
the giveaway.
Yes. This is... All right. This is horrifying to have to say this. And make no mistake about it, none of these people got the real shots. I do not believe for one microsecond that Dr. Robert Malone was dumb enough to get this stuff put in his body, nor do I believe he has long COVID at all. He is one of them. He was put on the stage to give people something to focus on. Created opposition. Biden didn't get the shots. None of them did. Trump didn't get the shots. No.
No, it's all theater. It's theater.
All right, I hope we've made this clear like we've been doing for a year and a half. It's just something, if you choose to get it, it's your choice, but you're choosing to shorten your life by 90%? I don't know. You're really asking for grief beyond measure. And I know many of you have tried to convince your family members, your loved ones, your friends, don't do it. And they go ahead and do it. And then a few months later, what happens? They're sick. Not even that. Could be a few hours later in some cases. They're sick. They don't want to go out anymore. They're sick. And then they get diagnosed with leukemia, soft tissue cancers. They get diagnosed with CJD and they're dead in 4 weeks. That's mad cow disease to all the rest of us. There's no stopping this. That's the point. Pine needle tea isn't going to stop it or turn it around.
No.
No, we're past the point of needing much lab work. We're seeing dead people who got shot up. 1 + 1 = 2 where I come from. Anyhow.
Yeah, it's undeniable. Check the obituaries. I would say, from what I can say, this summer is just strange in this area. There is just not the usual activity. It's just, the tourists aren't coming.
Nobody's out.
Even the locals are. Where are they?
They're sick and they're dead. And in a couple of years, by January 1st, 2025, 2 years and 4 months or thereabout, the Deagle projections probably will ring home to be virtually spot on. This is all planned. They knew. And they're on the homepage. You can find them over on the right side, the real Deagle projections. You can toggle back and forth between, I think it's 2017, maybe it's 2013, anyway, and 2025. Take a look. And just remember, this is the plan, and it's being executed. No pun intended. All right.
Yep.
What else do we have here?
Oh, we could do some more readers. Are we caught up on the news?
Yeah. Dolores Cahill was it. She is who else is standing up and saying it?
Well,
like
John O'Looney. We gotta tip our hat to John O'Looney.
Absolutely. John gets a hat tip. You bet. Yeah.
And Sakharat Bakshi, we haven't heard from him in a while.
No. Dr. Chetty knew early on. Hat tip to him as well.
Yep.
And I think he did say the purpose of the bioweapon and the spike protein is to kill billions of people without anyone noticing it.
Mm.
That's what it was. Something very close to that. Okay, we've got shedding, we've got smells, we've got secondary shedding, we've got we've got more smells too. Personality changes. I don't think we did those two. You want to do those?
Sure. Yep.
All right. These are shorts. Go ahead and do the first one.
Okay. Anyone seen personality changes in the vaxxed?
Do the second one,
yes.
too.
Okay. Yes, I have seen this. All my friends and family have taken it. One friend has got very angry. She admits it herself. She had lab work. She was so angry she could have killed someone. And she was never an angry person. She's been taken aside twice at work about her anger. Another close friend has started doing a strange thing where she vacantly stares in the middle of a conversation like she's not there. Then about 5 to 10 seconds later, she comes back. It's very worrying what's going on. Next one. I'm visiting my friends at their workplace, and they are talking about how their coworkers are so cranky and miserable this year. They don't see it. I do. They're all vaccinated. So many people I know who are vaxxed lost their personality.
Oh, that's really a good statement. I didn't read that one. They've lost their personality. They're no longer stable. One day they're up, one day they're down, they get cranky, they get irritable, they're nasty, their moods change, they're confrontational, then they'll be nice for a little bit. This is obvious some kind of cerebral neurological damage to one part or the other of the brain through amyloids, I would suggest. That's a guess.
No, amyloid. Well, let's not forget too. We talk about the amyloid plaques forming, but there's also been an increase in brain cancers, brain tumors.
Well said. I forgot about the brain tumor issue. Yes. I want to mention this. Dr. Peter Breggin and his wife Ginger Ross Breggin have put together a stunning book. COVID-19 and the global predators. We are the prey. and they've got it's 680 pages, I think. It's all here. And Dr. Bragan will be on with Ginger next Tuesday, so don't miss that. Okay. Secondary shedding. We've talked about this and posited that it is a possibility. Secondary shedding. You know, first person shedding, you get toxicity from somebody directly. And then
Right. Can
you pass that on to somebody else? That's secondary shedding. So we've got a couple here. All right, somebody writes in, is it possible to get a secondary shedding? My husband and I are not jabbed, but my husband yesterday went to a jacuzzi in our community. What is he, nuts? And after that, he went for dinner with one of our children that got jabbed, unfortunately, and it breaks my heart. So the husband jumps in a jacuzzi. But how many other people have been there, and what toxicity have they been putting in the water and the air?
Jacuzzis can be pretty funky.
They're horrible. Okay. So the husband then goes to dinner with one of their kids who got jabbed. And the woman said, it breaks my heart. In the jacuzzi, there were only men beside my husband. And he said he was not jabbed. That night, I didn't feel well, with an uncomfortable feeling in my heart. I woke up and took different vitamins, and the slight pain went away. So scared that it could be the cause of secondary shedding. My husband thinks there is no secondary shedding. Well, there goes a little welcome from our deep state friends. We'll get her right back. Here's the rest of that string. There is, someone writes in and says, Sophie, there is one. Okay, you back?
I'm back.
All right. The second half is, somebody writes back, there is 100% secondary shedding. I believe some people are more sensitive to it than others. Whenever my non-jabbed husband goes to town, I cannot be around him for the rest of the day, or else I get stomach pains so badly I can't stand up straight. This is the only time this happens. My chiropractor was just at a conference where they were talking about it, and the spike proteins that the jabbed are breathing out can stay in the air for 3 to 6 hours. And then others can bring it home in their lungs. So this is the toxicity, the toxic spike protein. And others can bring it home in their lungs and breathe it out onto you. You can search for other threads on here, in here, these people don't write well anymore, where people share their own experiences about secondary shedding. But yes, it is real and it is possible. And we concur. Okay. Shedding leg cramps. Your turn.
I have experienced leg cramps, especially when I was infected and sick with a bioweapon illness in May, June 2022. The cramp was at a specific spot on the left leg, but occasionally on the right one, too. I also experienced it after having been at a movie date in July with a, surprise, surprise, triple vaxxed. I had been lied to that person wasn't triple jabbed.
Oh.
But the person later sent deep apologies.
Yeah.
They had been afraid I would reject going on the date pending vaccine status.
You see how selfish people are?
Yeah.
That is hideous. That son of a bitch put that woman's life on the line. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, I am convinced. Stroke. Yeah.
Yeah. I am convinced the stroke I suffered, resulting in 50% sight loss, is linked to car sharing with a workmate after his second jab.
Well, think about this.
Yeah.
Carpooling.
Car rides seem to be notorious for these, you know, picking up this contact illness.
All right. We're talking about a biological weapon that is designed to do precisely what it's doing. There's nothing experimental about it. This is a death inoculation, a death shot, a kill shot. No question about it. We're 2 years and 4 months away from the Deagle.com projection date of January 1, 2025. Dolores Cahill may have been a little generous with her prediction. We will see. This was all known, all gamed, and all planned years and years ago. All right. This one is, what is this one? Ulcers. Hello. I'm a 46-year-old mom, and I work from home, and my entire immediate family is not vaxxed. I have been helping out a friend who takes care of his 97-year-old mom who has dementia, and him, his roommate and mom are all vaxxed, giving her a shower three times a week for the past month or so. Additionally, my 32-year-old stepson and his girlfriend fell on hard times and are currently staying with my husband and I, and the girlfriend is vaxxed as well. Well, last month I had a very heavy period, but didn't think much about it until I got my period again 4 days after the first one ended and just finished with it again. And I am nauseous, I have ulcers on my tongue, and feel awful, all caps. I have been getting my period regularly since I first got it at the age of 12, so I was alarmed, but chalked it up to stress. However, this nauseous feeling and the tongue ulcers, it all clicked. I am definitely having effects from their shedding. Does anyone know how long these symptoms will last or any experience with their doctors? I live in New York, so I'm doubtful that I will even ask a doctor here, including my own brother, who is a doctor and is triple jabbed, because cognitive dissonance is very real. And every doctor is bought and paid for by Big Pharma. Thank you for reading this, and I hope everyone is healthy and well. I know I'm not going crazy, but any feedback would be greatly appreciated. Go ahead. Leg waxes. Tattoo artist leg waxes.
A tattoo artist told my friend that she cannot do her work on the freshly jabbed. The ink is not working in their skin as it should. The same friend who has a beauty salon cannot wax legs by freshly jabbed since their skin comes off.
Now that reminds me of James told me about somebody he knows, 20-something, and the skin on his face is now peeling off. He's jabbed. So the inks don't work. The skin comes off. All right, I don't know if that was the end of that one or not.
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
So we can move on to smells, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, let's go up. I guess both smell groups are the same, the top and the bottom group.
Yeah, I think this top one might have more in it.
Okay. All right. Go right ahead.
Okay, this is regarding smells. I know what you're talking about. I don't smell it on every jabbed person I know, but I do notice it sometimes. I notice it a lot at the grocery store. It kind of reminds me of how a diabetic smells when they aren't managing their insulin properly. My best friend growing up had cystic fibrosis. They also have a distinct smell, and their skin is clammy and salty. This is largely due, if memory serves, to the pancreas not making the proper enzymes. I wonder if there could be a connection with pancreatic illness. Could it be undiagnosed diabetes? The smell isn't quite like either I just mentioned. It does smell like death. It becomes more noticeable with the summer heat.
Smells like she's decaying? What does that mean? I felt as well something weird with some, and they had the same smell. Smells like she's decaying? Here's a comment on that. She smells as though her body is overrun by germs. Many jabs smell like that. Overweight people more so. I think it's decay or germs taking over. When you die, your body is reduced by enzymes. And I'm sure it's not a pretty sight. Other people here can get electric charges from them. How about you? Oh my God, like rotting fruit, someone says. I was at Trader Joe's and so many people smelled like rotting fruit in there. Your turn.
Okay, I think we missed one. I smell it too. For me, it's like a weird chemical perfume. I just stop breathing. I can't take it. It's disgusting. There also was a smell with the first doses, but this smell is sweeter, like sweet mixed with cat pee. Also very chemical, but it was not so perfume-like. Hard to explain, but I just have to stop breathing, and the smell stands there forever. Even if the person is gone almost, it's very dense.
Hmm. Go ahead.
This smell is so weird. It travels great distances, too. I'm starting to not like my fabric softener now because it is a little similar.
We've heard that several times now.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Next okay. One. I found the two different vax smells. One is propane and sulfur, the death, rotten egg smell. The floral smell is because of bromide. I don't know how you okay. determine that, but
I that's a good one. I know that doesn't make sense to me. My children, who are all under age 12, don't like certain buildings. They say they smell terrible. They didn't say this before the jab rolled out. Yesterday we took our cat to the vet, and the children said there was a bad smell in there. All I could smell was cleaning fluids and antiseptic. You got something you can add to that.
Well, yeah, that is consistent with what I experienced when I took my cat to the vet a couple weeks ago. It was it had a distinct smell to it. It was very antiseptic, but not what I remember. It was different, and it was very strong.
Okay. Children definitely point out vibes and smells like no other. I always trust my kid when he has a hunch or a dislike of a place or a person. Okay. I think there's one left. Go ahead. 8.
Me, I am noticing a certain acid smell coming from the vaxxed. It has a musty smell, especially when it's hot out. Very unpleasant. Well, obviously these people's metabolism has changed in some way.
I'm really curious. Mary, if you're listening, you probably are. If you ever want to come on and just bring a bag full of anecdotes and little stories, that would be helpful. Doesn't have to be anything to do with this necessarily, but we're looking for first-person reports and accounts of these things. And healers, I still wish we could find somebody with a Curlian camera who would take pictures of people, vaxxed and unvaxxed, not tell them, and see what their auras look like. I have a hunch that the auras of the vaxxed are going to be extremely weak and maybe even gone in some cases. There just won't be anything.
Yep.
I think their bodies, and you said it, I think their bodies are already decomposing.
I think so, too. I mean, they're poisoned. There's invariably a lot of dead cells in there that the body is trying to process. And the liver and kidneys, the normal routes of excretion, lungs, they're probably very overburdened, and these smells may be coming out through the skin. The bacteria may be further metabolizing the chemicals, whatever they are.
Right. All right, what about this James O'Keefe cardiologist thing, how excessive running damages the heart?
That was just... It's about chronic exercise, chronic long-distance running, and just how people tend to think, you know, more is better, but...
I remember once I worked out something seriously...
Sorry. Pardon me. All right, I'm going to play the last minute of Mike Yeadon real quick. 144, 1. Let me see if I can get this lined up. 237, 224. All right, this is the last piece of Mike Yeadon. I want you to hear this.
So I could do something that would augment tumors and make them run away. You know, I could put a promoter gene. I could put a promoter to a promoter gene. So you would get no acute toxicity, but sometime in the next period, 6 months or a year, you would have a plethora of different tumors.
Mutations, exactly.
Yeah, which you could blame.
Tumors are chimeras. He's talking about how. What's that?
Tumor,
something else?
Tumor. Tumor. It's a tumor.
That's tumor?
Tumor.
Huh. I got CH.
So putting
in
a promoter gene in there would cause the development of cancer.
Very
so
good.
So, yes, he's talking about tumors.
He was just talking about how he could come up with a list of a number of ways to kill people, take them 6 months to die, and no one would ever figure it out. That's what he was talking about. So what's the word?
What's happening.
Tumor?
Tumor. Yeah.
Okay. I got
it. But yeah, we are having an epidemic of cancer. But I mean, these gene transfections are known for that, renowned for it.
Oh, absolutely. Here's the rest.
Whatever crap is going on in the world, and you can just lie about what's going on in the world.
Right.
And I could find it easy to, again, come up with things that would cause neurological damage by altering neurotransmitters, the enzymes for that. Easy, really easy. It's always been 10 to 100 times easier to hurt people by accident than to produce clinical benefit. And that.
Okay. It's easy to hurt people. If you're a in the pharmaceutical business, oh my God. They're doing it. They're not hurting people, they're removing people. More stories of child coffin orders, enormous orders of them. Okay, that's it for tonight, dear friends. Thanks, Erica. Talk soon.
And, okay, my pleasure, Jeff. Have a good evening, everyone.
We will be back with you tomorrow night. Talk to you then.